Its current state here on WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. This weekend, the New York Philharmonic comes to Ann Arbor's Hill Auditorium. Sunday's program features an all-Russian lineup with Saturday's bill devoted to Mozart and Brahms. ...2013 marks the centennial of Hill Auditorium, and WKAR continues to celebrate with the occasional series Hill at 100. WKAR's Peter Wharf recently met with Jim Leha, the Director of Education and Community Engagement with the University Musical Society. UMS has presented great music of many styles from around the world in its illustrious association with the venue. Peter spoke with Jim about some of his favorite musical memories at Hill Auditorium and the hall's famed architect, Albert Kahn. The two reflected on similarities between Hill Auditorium and some of the other stages of the pre-20th century, such as Chicago's Auditorium Theater.
It's interesting, too, because the auditorium preceded Hill, and Hill is sort of loosely based on the Auditorium Theater. And there's one very significant difference. At the Auditorium Theater, there's all of this boxed seating, so people are sort of looking at each other. But Hill was all about the sort of democratic element of being a space for the campus. And so the idea is that there are no divisions between audience members here, and you're just as close to the stage, you know, as you are to your seatmate. It's one of the really special things about the hall.
Well, it is an auditorium in the sense of you have rows all looking at the stage.
Right.
You know, there are no boxes or sort of special seating areas,
right.
But it's an incredibly beautiful auditorium.
Yeah, it is. I look at these, the beautiful sort of necklace that goes around the stage and the detail that went into the plaster work. And when I was at the Bentley Library, saw the hand sketches of all the detail, I had always wondered what that looked like in the drawings, how it was actually rendered. And Kahn and Associates had this history of being inspired by and working with all of these Italian plaster makers and tile makers. And there's just this beautiful sort of simplistic elegance to the hall. You can really take it for granted, but as you get closer to it, I think it really unfolds so beautifully. Yeah. I'm sort of obsessed with these crisscrossing grid around the organ, and all these little dots. I lose my mind over it.
It reminds you of Mosaic.
Yeah, it does. It really does. Yeah, and I think it was interesting because we pulled a few of the books from the Kahn collection that were books of tile work, and this sort of idea of the grid, the mosaic, was very much on the mind of the architects and engineers as they were making this building. I think you see it a lot more too at the front of the building where there's this sort of lattice work in the brick, which is also really, really gorgeous.
And there's a classical architecture to it that
Absolutely.
That relates.
Yeah, and there's, the interesting thing with Kahn that I think people can maybe take for granted was that the buildings were about, the sort of form before function, or rather the reverse, function before form, or what is it? Form follows function.
Yes.
There you go. So the thing about Kahn is that, form follows function. And so this space was really a spin of all the factories that he created. So what are the two spaces that need to have wide open, huge ceilings? It's an auditorium for music and it's a car factory. And these things are all happening at the same time in Metro Detroit. But the elegance of it is just really profound because you have this huge open space, but there's just these tiny little details that really bring it alive.
Yeah, the elegance factor is everywhere, as you say, from factories to Hill to the Fisher Building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the Fisher Building, right? I mean, it's iconic.
What are some of your personal musical memories or favorites here?
Oh, gosh. My absolute, favorite moment in Hill Auditorium was when the Mariachi Vargas came here 2 years ago. It was their debut concert. They are the most famous mariachi group in the world. I will just say that. And they're the most amazing performers. And they have such a tremendous following in the Latino community. And there was this elderly Mexican man sitting in the front row. And at a certain point, one of the mariachis came down. They were singing a very famous song. They passed the microphone down. to this elderly man. He sort of sang along for a bit. And then he took the microphone and he sang the entire rest of the song. And it was just this genius moment of what is possible at Hill Auditorium, one of the most famous musical groups in the world, connecting with their own community. And really, there's no other experience like that.
Jim Leha at Hill Auditorium in Ann Arbor, celebrating 100 years of Hill. Jim, thanks so much.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.
Linda está la mañana en que vengo a saludarte. Venimos todos con gusto y placer a felicitarte. El día en que tú naciste, nacieron todas las flores. En la pila del bautizo cantaron los ruiseñores. Ya viene amaneciendo, ya la luz del día nos dio. Levanta.